Alone by Sheena James. As the only Latter-day Saint student at my college, I began to feel lonely and to question my beliefs. Returning to college to begin my sophomore year, I found myself the only active member of the church at my school. In my freshman year of college, there were two of us who were. The summer after my freshman year, the other LDS student left on a mission, and that fall, no new LDS students showed up in the incoming freshman class. I was alone. With no other LDS students near me and my family thousands of miles away, feelings of loneliness and uncertainty crept into my life. I began to doubt and question the church and myself. I still knew that the church was true, but I was full of questions. If Heavenly Father really loved His children, why was I the only one out of so many to have the gift of the Book of Mormon? Why did only one person out of an entire college believe in the restored gospel? I still went to church every week. I read the Book of Mormon every night and prayed every morning and night. That's what made it so hard. I was trying to do everything right. Yet I still felt like Heavenly Father was not answering my prayers, and I still felt fear and doubt. All I needed was a spiritual boost. I wasn't looking for a huge sign or miracle. I just wanted to feel the Spirit in the same strong way that I had previously felt it. So many times in my past, I had answers to prayers, experiences in the temple, or moments reading the scriptures when I had felt the Spirit so strongly. Moments when my testimony of the church was confirmed. All I needed was to feel that same Spirit again. I prayed frequently, pleading with my Heavenly Father to let me know again. Let me feel again. Let me have a reason to throw away all my doubts. I never did have an aha moment. I was not brought to tears with convincing feelings of the Spirit. There wasn't just one clear answer to my prayers. It took time. But over the next weeks and months, as I continued to try to do what was right, I found small answers. A verse in the scriptures, a speaker at a singles conference, and President Hinckley's words at General Conference all helped me to slowly shove out my doubts. Throughout that semester, I learned that I did not always feel the Spirit in the same way. Sometimes I had a strong, warm feeling. Sometimes I felt overwhelming joy. But sometimes I just felt okay. I realized that there is strength in remembering previous spiritual experiences. I did not need to have another strong spiritual confirmation of the truthfulness of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I just had to trust in the feelings I had previously. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 says, "Call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions." I had been illuminated by the Spirit before, and with the help of the Spirit, I had endured trials before. I had to remember those previous experiences. Satan would like me to forget my earlier testimony-building feelings and experiences, but I can fight his efforts by having faith in myself, in the church, and in the Spirit that I had felt before. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. I now know that even when we do have doubts and fears, and it seems like Heavenly Father isn't answering our prayers, we have to just keep praying. He is always there and always listening. Extra, extra. For more on the importance of remembering spiritual experiences, see the following articles at www.lds.org. Cast Not Away, Therefore, Your Confidence by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland in the March 2002 Ensign, and Remember How Merciful the Lord Hath Been by Elder Neil A. Maxwell in the May 2004 Enzyme. End of Alone by Sheena James.